Hi everybody, welcome to Live from the Backseat. It's your girl Simone. As you can see, it's another hot box, and today we have a special recording place because we're in nature. I'm trying to kill Ian. Yes. We're in nature. I like nature. I don't like bugs, for the record. Anyways, how are you guys doing today? I'm really happy to be here with you guys. Quick updates, livefromthebackseat.com. If you haven't checked it all already, you have to do so. There's the Good Day Gratitude Journal by me. Yes, I made a journal. It's my first little piece of published work, you know. But yeah, go check this out. It's super helpful. It's a 20-week practice of gratitude, just to help you stay grounded and like rooted in your purpose during this time and just really keep your perspective strong and positive. So go check that out. There's also the Good Vibes Wellness box on there, which contains a bunch of products from a lot of my favorite small businesses. And yeah, just really super nice box just to help you with your holistic wellness. So definitely go check that out as well. And blog posts and all that other good stuff is on livefromthebackseat.com. So, oh girl, it's hot. It's hot. It's hot. Ooh. Okay. It's a little hot out here, you know. But yeah, other than that, how have you guys been? We're like in the summer now. It's summertime. My summer definitely had a rough fucking start. But now I'm good. I'm back in my groove. I'm grounded. I'm rooted in my purpose. And I'm like, hey, let's get it. You know what I mean? I'm feeling it. I'm feeling good. Yeah, this year's definitely been crazy so far. But I'm a true believer in everything happens for a reason. So, you know, keeping that perspective, pushing forward. Oh my gosh. Oh, it's a butterfly and it's so pretty. I'm really dramatic, y'all. Oh, it's a butterfly. Okay, anyways. This is my favorite nature spot. I love coming here to work. I'm not going to tell y'all where it is because I don't want nobody coming here. But this is my favorite spot and I absolutely love it. Yeah, so today I just wanted to kind of jump in the hot box and kind of chit chat with y'all because I think it's been a minute since I just kind of like chit chatted, you know, like what's up, how y'all been, you feel me, like it's been a minute, so I just wanted to kind of check in on y'all and I guess just kind of share, you know, a little bit about my life and what's been going on with me and, you know, just, yeah, because, you know, I've been having a lot of episodes about other shit, but not so much about me, so we gonna get back to me. And just kind of sharing my journey because I know that's kind of what this is about, right? Something I actually did, though, want to talk about today. I did want to talk about today. It was my journey with balancing my hormones through natural remedies. That is something I definitely want to talk about because I know a lot of women struggle with hormone imbalances, both young and old. It's from teens on, a lot of us struggle with hormone imbalances. And I know myself, I've struggled with hormone imbalances for a lot of my life as a woman. And I finally have figured out some shit that works for me. You know, so I really just want to take some time to share that with you guys and just kind of let you guys into it because, you know what I'm saying? Why not share the knowledge, you know? So yeah, so basically backstory, I've always been a pretty hormonally imbalanced person. I drink soy as a kid because I'm allergic to dairy, and I really, really think that's what did it. Like, I blame the soy because I think that it, like, had me producing more estrogen than I needed. Like, I had more estrogen than I needed at a young age. Because of my adulthood, the issue has been too much estrogen, not enough progesterone. So, yeah. So, I really think it's the soy, but that's a side note. So, basically, like, yeah, when I was a teenager, my periods were just, like, really irregular, and, like, I just would have really painful cramps. And then, kind of like going into my adulthood, like at 18, I got on birth control, which really like alleviated the irregularities and the terrible cramps and like all that shit, right? So I was on birth control for like 5 years. I only had a little break in my birth control for 2 weeks, which is when I got pregnant with Justin. So ladies, one time you get pregnant and die. It really is what fucking happens. But no, seriously, that's, yeah. So I took a break for 2 weeks. That's when I got pregnant, had my baby. And the minute I had my baby, I got back on birth control. And I always did the pill. IUDs kind of scare me and implants scare me. The pill works for me. It worked for me at the time. And I like to say that because, you know, I am not making this to say like whether you should or shouldn't be on hormonal birth control or natural remedies or whatever. I'm just here to share my experience with y'all and share with y'all what's worked for me. But ultimately, you have to make the decision that's best for your body based on like your needs, your goals, your body, and with your healthcare provider. I am not a healthcare provider or a healthcare professional. So do not, bitch, don't quote me. Okay. So yeah. I was on the pill for 5 years. It worked for me. I got back on it after I had my son and it was good for a time. And then how the fuck are these so loud? Anyways, so after my son, I got on birth control again, and it worked for me for a while, up until, I guess, like, kind of spring 2019, I just kind of started realizing, like, it just wasn't making me feel that good. I used to feel bad when I didn't take my birth control, and I started feeling better when I didn't take my birth control, in terms of my moods, and my irritability, and my, energy level and just how my body felt, right? Like bloating and like, you know, when you feel like puffy with water, I don't know. I just noticed like I felt better when I didn't take my birth control. So I decided I was going to get off my birth control. Plus I'm a fucking adult now. I'm not as, you know, at risk for pregnancy as I once was. Let's just put it that way. Because I'm just a responsible adult now. Like, and it's like, you know, I'm still dating the same guy that I was almost a year ago. Now we're coming up on a year, and like, while that's a baby is not something I'm trying to do in that relationship, at this time, I'm also not really trying to have the burden of family planning be on me and my body, because that shit don't be feeling good, and I'm sick of my body not feeling good because there's shit in it. I literally don't want anything in my body except weed. Like, that's it. Like, I just want weed, and that's all. That's it. So yeah, so I decided I was gonna get off my birth control, and I did. And at first I felt fucking great. At first, bitch, let me tell you, at first I felt the fuck great. I felt great. So like, I would say maybe for the first like 2 months of being off birth control, like I felt really fucking good. Like my periods were coming like 28 days, like very regularly. Like I felt great. I felt great. So then out of nowhere though, shit hit the fucking fan. Shit hit the fan. I started bleeding out. Like I had a period like mad off schedule, and that bitch just wouldn't stop. I just started bleeding the fuck out. It was very heavy. Like, the flow was, like, a very heavy flow. Like, heavier than a normal flow. And it was just, like, nonstop completely for, like, a month or more. And I just felt like shit. Like, I just felt like shit. Like, I had no energy. I felt terrible. Like, I was tired. I was cranky. My cramps were bad. Like, it was some bullshit. So I ended up going to my gynecologist, and I was like, yo, this is what's going on. We did all the tests to, like, see if I had fibroids or some whatever. And she was like, you don't have fibroids, you know, there's like nothing in there. You're just going through a hormonal shift. Which, technically, I'm only 26. Like, there's no real reason my body should be going through fucking hormonal shifts. Like, let's just be honest. But the truth is, like, looking back on it, I definitely think this was stress triggered. I was going through a lot of fucking stress at that time. I was having a really hard time with my anxiety. I was having panic attacks very often. I was working at a fucking, like, hellhole, like, anxious, just very bad vibed, negative cultured, like, company. It was just not, like, a positive environment. And I think I was just stretched so thin, right? Like, I was just really stretched thin and worn out and just under a lot of fucking pressure. Like, a lot of kids, a lot of responsibilities, a lot of jobs, just a lot, bitch, okay? It was a lot. And so I just think, yeah, I really think that the stress had a lot to do with it. And the fact that I wasn't really living a healthy lifestyle. Like, I wasn't being very conscious of what I was eating. I was stress eating a lot. Like, I wasn't getting good enough sleep. Like, I just wasn't getting physical activity. I wasn't taking care of my body at all. And when this hormone thing, like, hit and triggered, like, that only got worse because then, like, I didn't have no fucking energy to get out of the bed. I started gaining mad fucking weight. Like, I literally gained so much weight in 6 months to, like, 8 months last year. Like, more than I usually gain over, like, a 3-4 year time span. So that shit was crazy. Here I am sitting at the chunkiest I've ever been now. Thanks to it. Thanks to stress eating and hormones, but fuck it. A bitch still bad though, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, no, it was just crazy. So I go to my doctor. She's like, yo, I don't know what it is. You're just having a hormone shift. And like, the best we can do is we can just put you back on birth control, but on a higher dose birth control. And we can give you some like synthetic progesterone to stop the bleeding. So at first I was like, I'm really not trying to be on birth control for my whole life. I was like, that's also not the goal, right? So I was like, just give me the progesterone and let's see if it stops the bleeding and like, we'll see what happens and we'll go from there. She gives me the progesterone. That shit barely stops the fucking bleeding. Barely, bitch. Okay. It took forever. It took a whole 10 days for that shit to work. And the bleeding went away for maybe a week and then pop right back, started bleeding out again. Luckily I had on hand one of my birth control packs left over, like emergency birth control pack basically. And so I started taking it so I could, because I was like, I cannot, like, this is ridiculous. Like, this was like going on month two of like continuous bleeding. So basically I just popped the birth control and started taking it because I was just like, I feel like shit. I had cystic acne all over my face and body, like terrible cystic acne, which I've never had fucking acne in my whole fucking life. Like, I've literally never had an issue with acne or cystic acne in my whole fucking life. So I was having terrible breakouts, terrible mood swings, like low energy, fatigue. Like, I felt worse than I felt when I was actually pregnant, which is crazy because, like, for me, my pregnancy was very emotionally hard. And it was in a very emotionally trying pregnancy, but my pregnancy physically was easy as shit. Like, I carried very well. So for me to like not be pregnant, but feel worse than I felt when I was pregnant in terms of the symptoms, because for me, my PMS symptoms are very, very similar to my pregnancy symptoms. Yeah, it was just terrible. It was an absolutely terrible time. So I got back on the birth control, that I had, and all that did was it didn't stop the bleeding completely. It just like lessened it from like a real heavy flow to like something more manageable, right? So I go back to my doctor again and I'm like, all right, like this is what's happened. The progesterone stopped it after 10 days. It only stopped it for a week. It started again. I started taking the old birth control, but it's not really stopping it either. Right. And so now I'm in month like coming on the 2 months of continuous bleeding. So she's like, okay, well, what all we can do is, you know, put you on a higher dose of birth control. We can just up your birth control and, like, oh! I don't fuck with bees, y'all. Okay? I'm a bitch-ass nigga when it comes to bugs. All right, so she's like, yeah. She's like, all we can really do for you is we can just put you on a higher dose of birth control. And, like, hopefully it'll stop the bleeding, right? So I get on this higher dose of birth control. It stops the bleeding, kind of. Like, I'm not bleeding out, but I'm still having, like, breakthrough bleeding and whatever. It's, like, spotting. So I did that for, I think, maybe, like, 4 or 5 months. 4 months, I don't know. That was like that, so that's like end of 2019, like into 2020, right? And but you know, on the higher dose birth control, yes, I wasn't bleeding out all the time, but I didn't feel good. Like, I had maybe like a week and a half out of the month that I like had energy and like felt like peppy and like myself and like I could do shit. It was just the lesser of two evils, because without it, I had like 0 weeks of the month where I felt that fucking way. But at least with it, it's like I had a week or a week and a half of the month. But like that for me was just not, I just wasn't very satisfied with the, like, that I would have to be on some type of like high dose birth control until like for the rest of my life, until something just gave, you know. That wasn't like really an answer I was okay with. And at this point, I'd already kind of started like, you know, focusing more on my health and whatnot again, and just really trying to get healthy and like feel good again, in a physical sense. So fast forward, I was like, I'm gonna get off this birth control. I'm gonna heal myself. Okay. I'm gonna use nature and the herbs and the things God gave us, and I'm gonna heal myself, bitch. I was determined. So, you know, I started researching herbs and stuff to, you know, help with that. One friend actually, shout out, I'm gonna put her little Instagram right here. She lit. Thank you, girl, for putting me on. She posted on her Instagram story some herbs that she was using to deal with her hormone imbalance. And I was like, I reached out to her in the DM, and she like gave me this whole list of like herbs and like their different properties. Like, it was so fucking helpful. So that really gave me a place to start. And once I had that information, I just started and took it and ran with it. So now, like, fast forward to now, I've been off birth control for like 2 months now, I think. 2 months, I want to say. Since, yeah, 2 months. I think this is my third month being off of it. I feel fucking great. I feel amazing. But also, changes I've made in that time period. I stopped eating dairy. I was already deathly allergic to dairy. I just pushed it my whole life because I have lack of good sense sometimes. And I stopped eating dairy completely because that was fucking killing me. I drastically limit my soy intake. That's something I'm very, very cautious of now. I really avoid foods with soy, unless it's like some soy sauce, but I really do avoid foods with soy for the most part. And I only have it in like moderation. I also started limiting my meat intake. I don't really eat a lot of red meat or chicken. I had chicken today for the first time in, I want to say, like 15 to 16 days. I started limiting my meat intake because a lot of the meat that we're getting has a lot of hormones added into it. And for somebody like me, whose body is super sensitive to that shit, I don't really need anything fucking with me. So unless it's like halal, organic, hormone-free meat, like, I really just don't need anything fucking with me. And I just feel a lot better when I don't eat meat, to be honest. Like, I feel less sluggish and less bloated, and my skin looks glowier and prettier and shit. So I also haven't been eating meat. And I started drinking this Femme Balance tea. Oh, I also, before that, a big thing I started doing again is I started taking my fucking vitamins and supplements. Let me tell y'all. Before the hell job that tried to destroy my health, prior to the hell job that tried to destroy my health, I was really good at taking my vitamins and supplements every fucking day because it makes a huge difference for me when it comes to my mental health and my overall well-being and general physical health, right? So, and my emotional, like, mood health, you know? So I've always tried to, like, make sure I always take my vitamins and supplements in the morning, but I hadn't been doing that for a year, which makes sense why my health was so fucking out of whack and just, like, fucked up, right? So big thing I started doing is I started taking my vitamins again every day, and I started drinking hormone tea. So this hormone tea, it's by this like herbal medicine shop I found on Etsy, but I really fuck with their products. I will link them here. It's called Herbs by Marlin. I think that's what it is, Herbs by Marlin. Yeah. Anyways, they're super lit. I found them on Etsy. They also have a website. They have a whole bunch of different herbal mixtures and herbal tea blends. But the one particularly that I found that really worked for me was their Femme Balance tea. And so I started drinking it every day. I started drinking it because, you know, the herbs that were in it were, you know, herbs that based off my research were really helpful and used traditionally in natural medicine for female reproductive issues. So I started drinking this tea every single day for a month. And at first I did not get off the birth control. At first what I did was I started drinking the tea every day and I stayed on the birth control and I was kind of like slowly weaning myself off of it because what I didn't want was another fucking bleed out to happen. Cause that shit is fucking scary. Okay. So I started kind of like weaning myself off of it a little bit, like kind of like taking it at later times each day. And then I think I stopped the pack when I had like 2 weeks left in it. But I was drinking the herbal tea every day, sometimes twice a day, but a cup in the morning and usually a cup in the afternoon. And it really made a huge difference. Like, my mood, my energy levels. I mean, and for me, I think that I keep saying mood and energy levels because for me, those were the like hardest symptoms to deal with. Like, I mean, I was really getting knocked out by my hormones. Like, I really couldn't get out of bed some days. Not because I didn't want to or I was depressed, but because like I physically didn't really have the energy. Like, or because I was in pain from bleeding out, that I was just like, I was literally just in pain or didn't have the energy to. And so this tea really helped me. It really helped me like curve that. So then after about like maybe 3 weeks, 2-3 weeks of doing that, I got off the birth control and then I just kept drinking the tea. And like, my period came at the end of the month, or not the end, like, it came, whatever, my period came. Point is, I'm not pregnant, my period came, bitch, okay? So my period came, and while I was on my period, I was drinking the tea, and, like, I just had a really positive experience, like, even with that. Like, while on my period drinking the tea, like, my cramps are so manageable. Like, I don't have to take Advil. Like, I might take a Midol once or twice, but like very manageable pain. I have a high pain threshold, but I'm a bitch when it comes to the period cramps, and the tea really helps that shit. It makes it so manageable. Also just like my acne breakouts weren't as bad. Like my cravings weren't as bad. So overall, like, I 10 out of 10 would recommend. Yeah, so then now it's been like 3 months and I haven't been on birth control. I feel great. I have so much more energy. My skin is clear. Like, I just feel so much better, bitch. I feel so much better. I ovulate again. That's a fucking great time of the month, bitch. feel like Superwoman when I'm ovulating, okay? Seriously, like, it's just a really good time. I definitely am going to include in the description of this podcast all the things, all the things that I, you know, have used or done or whatever to, like, help me along this journey. I haven't been drinking my tea every day the past month. I am going to say that. I have not been drinking my tea every day the past month. But I also haven't really needed to. But I also attribute that to the fact that, like, the past month I've been, like, really just, like, you know, staying physically active, drinking a lot of water, like, not eating meat, not doing, like, not eating dairy, not, like, I've just been kind of, like, on my shit. Even before I stopped eating meat like that, which was really probably, like, a little over 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, even before I stopped eating meat like that, like, I was eating a lot more plant-based and vegetable-based meals and a lot more fruits. So I haven't really drank my tea every day. I have been drinking it occasionally, but it was sold out for a little bit, and I was switched to their Vitex tea for a little, which was fine. I just don't prefer the flavor of it the way I like the other one. Yeah, I haven't been drinking it every day, but I still feel really good, which I really just think, you know, this journey has really taught me, it's a testament to, like, the importance of your holistic health, particularly as a woman, because, you know, for me, just being in a space where, like, I'm no longer having panic attacks every day, in a space where I'm eating right, where I'm getting the enough sleep, I'm getting the proper physical activity, where I'm getting the proper nutrients in my body on a daily basis, you know, it really makes a huge difference. And most importantly, where I'm practicing proper stress management. I think that's something that I'll say I'm very grateful to the pandemic for, because it really gave me a chance to really have to prioritize my stress management and my time management, because otherwise I was going to go crazy in the house with all them kids. So, you know, little blessings. But I will say I definitely see the importance going forward in my life to never compromise my health, that no job or accomplishment is worth my health, period. Period. It's not that important. My health is so much more important. And I think I've had enough, like, I'm 26, but I've had quite a few, like, random health things happen in my life that are just like, why are you young and experiencing this? And I think I've now learned the hard way that you really have to put your health first, and that you really can't run yourself into the ground. Burnouts are not it's not a thing to, like, just, oh, I'll burn out and then it'll be fine, I recoup. No, I'm not doing that anymore. And particularly as a woman, because our hormone systems really are affected by that. They really are affected by how we're treating ourselves and how we're processing our emotions and the stress that we're carrying on a daily basis. So I really do urge all my ladies out there to put yourself first, as I always do. Put yourself first, boo. And seriously, and if you are having hormone imbalances, I would highly recommend Herbs by Marlin. Their Fem Balance tea is bomb. This is not paid advertisement. This is literally me just telling you what worked for me. So I would totally recommend that if you're experiencing imbalances, because it really does help with the making sure you ain't got too much estrogen and you ain't low on progesterone. I like it. I think my next step will be just continuing to, you know, really focus on my health and focus on really eating well, because what we put into our bodies really makes a huge difference. And I see that now that I'm at a point in my life where I'm actually being very conscious of it. So yeah, I think that's for me just the next step, to just continue being conscious of that. I am thinking of trying, like, a tinctager for the herbal supplement, rather than doing it in a tea form, I'm thinking of making a tincture just for convenience. If you don't know what a tincture is, it's a alcohol water solution that has extracted all the medical properties of the plant into it. And it's relatively easy to make, but I think I might do that just for convenience, because it can be like how our face serum looks, lady, like them little dropper bottles. Yeah, it's like in a little dropper bottle, and you can just drop it in your mouth or in your tea or your water or whatever. And it's just like a more quick, effective way to get the supplement you need. So I am thinking of maybe doing that. And if I do that, I'll probably share that with you guys as well. Just so everybody can kind of benefit from that experience also. Yeah, that's pretty much it for the day. Oh, no, it's not. Oh, it's not. It's not it for the day. I got some. Okay, I do have a question of the day. Fuck, I don't have my iPad. That makes it a little hard to read. I'll try to remember it. So I posted on Instagram, what were people's biggest, like, dating challenges? What were their challenges when it came to dating and to commitment? And one that I saw pop up a lot was trust issues. And girl, we all got trust issues. Oh no, I got trust issues like a motherfucker, okay? I definitely do, and I've been working through it a lot in therapy over the last like year and a half. But yeah, something that came up a lot was trust issues, and particularly when it came to commitment, people's being like they've been burnt so many times, they now have trust issues. So I kind of wanted to, it's not really a question, but it is kind of like a concern. And so I kind of wanted to address that for you guys today and just kind of leave you with a bit of advice and just kind of what's worked for me on my journey of not being crazy. I don't know what you want to call it. My journey of not being a lunatic with trust issues. I don't fucking know. On my journey, what I have found works for me when it comes to trust issues is, and this is actually something I got from my best friend, Julia. Shout out to you, boo. Asking myself a series of questions in the moment when I'm feeling trust issues, right? So, and this is also a part of, I don't want to quote it because I don't want to quote it incorrectly, but this is also part of something done in a lot of therapy, right, is that you ask yourself a series of questions just to kind of put into perspective what you're experiencing in that moment, right? And so when you're experiencing trust issues, particularly in a dating situation, you know, ask yourself, is this happening now or did this happen in the past? Is this based on my past experiences, or is this based on the person who I'm actually interacting with in front of me? Because a lot of times what will happen is we will have a shitty past experience and then we'll project it onto a new person who's not even doing fucking anything to us. And then you create a self-fulfilling prophecy where your ass gets left. And we don't want that, right? So, and men and women, that's, everybody does that. And I think on both sides, for men and women, we've also both experienced, you know, a partner who like has mad trust issues and they like sabotage the fucking relationship. Like, ugh, who wants to deal with that? Nobody. And you don't want to be that person, right? Okay. So, yeah, I would say when you're experiencing trust issues, ask yourself questions, to test the reality of the narrative you're saying. You know, we have to recognize that we often get stuck in these narratives we've created for ourselves in our lives. And like, you have to be accountable enough to question that. If you're dating a new guy and he doesn't answer your phone call, let's say you're dating a new guy, you guys have been dating for maybe a month and a half, and then you call him 2-3 times and, you know, he doesn't answer your call. And in your past, when your ex wouldn't answer your call, it's because he was fucking bitches. So now this nigga don't answer your call, you're like, oh my God, he's fucking bitches. You start acting crazy. You start blowing up his phone. You start texting him, where you at? You know, putting out the APB on the nigga. Now your ass is crazy. Now this nigga mad that he gonna leave you, okay? I'm just saying. We don't want that. In that moment where you have that initial reaction of like, oh my God, why didn't he text me back? Maybe he's not interested in me, or maybe he's fucking bitches, or maybe he's whatever. When you have that initial reaction, really ask yourself, like, okay, what has his action showed me up until this point? Also then ask yourself, how reasonable am I being? Because I think a lot of times when we have trust issues, we're not even being reasonable. Like, it's not, nobody has to answer your call every fucking time. That's not how this works. You know what I mean? Like, now, if you call him and then he doesn't call you back for 5 days, I would, valid, you get what I'm saying? But like, if he doesn't answer, but then you get a call back maybe in 2, 3, 4 hours or at the end of the day, like, you know, you don't want to act on impulse and do some stupid shit because you were feeling some type of way. So always question yourself and ask yourself, am I being crazy? And if maybe comes up, then you're probably being crazy and you should probably just stop and just do nothing. I'm being serious. That's like my best advice. Like, when you're feeling trust issues come up, this thing is creating all types of dust. Oh, child. When you're feeling trust issues come up and you want to act crazy, just don't do shit. Just sit there and don't do shit. Go do some shit that you like. Turn your phone off. Like, seriously, because I'm not even gonna lie. Like, I think at the beginning for me, when I first started, like, realizing I had massive trust issues and that I was an absolute loon because of it and that it was something that needed to be corrected, because who the fuck wants to live their life that way? Not me, not you, okay? I had to stop myself from being crazy and acting impulsively, which would literally mean sometimes I'd have to like turn my phone off, like put the phone away, like unfollow a nigga on Instagram, do whatever you have to do. Just don't feed into it though. You know what I mean? Like don't feed into it, because the worst and most likely thing that you're going to do with your trust issues is project them onto your relationship, create issues and scenarios that didn't exist in the first fucking place anyways, and now you've created a self-fulfilling prophecy. Now you're feeding into your abandonment core belief, and your narrative continues to live on strong and proud, but the truth is you were the problem. So let's work with that knowledge. That is my advice on that. Yeah, but that's it for today, guys. Thank you as always for coming and chilling with me. Thank you for coming to my nature spot with me. I appreciated it. Comment, rate, subscribe. Livefromthebackseat.com. Check it out. Okay? Go buy some shit. Support black business, bitch. That's me. Please. No, but for real, I love y'all. And have a great day, you know? Do something nice for somebody today. Do something nice for yourself. Treat yourself. And have a good day.